Bald and blonde. Welcome to the Mindset Evolution podcast. Hear about tips, tricks, skills, tools, inspiration, mental hygiene. Know what you want and how to create what you desire to achieve predictable results and create a content life wherever you are. And here are your hosts, Kathy Tate and Daisy Papp.
And hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution. I'm Kathy Tate, the Bald Warrior, your host from Down Under. And with me, as always, is Daisy Papp, your host from the Florida Keys. Hi, Daisy.
Hello. Hello, Down Under. I'm up here and I'm a little bit more east, but I think embracing the globe, that's a fantastic position to be.
Isn't it just, I must say, 62 countries and counting. We certainly are embracing the globe, and it fills me with joy to know we've reached so many countries all around this globe. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, that we're reaching so many humans and their hearts and their souls independently of geographics and language. I understand we produce this in English because that's the only language the two of us can converse, right? This is the only language you and I can have a conversation in. But we so appreciate that so many people whose first language is not English, I'm one of them, that they take the effort and listen to us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely. And I'd just like to remind everybody that we have full written transcripts of every episode on our website. Just go to baldandblonde.live, up the top hit podcasts, and there will be every episode's transcript. And you can listen right there on our website as well if you like.
Mm-hmm. It's a great tool to polish your language skills.
It certainly is. So let's jump into today's topic, Daisy. When I looked back at all the episodes we've done, because this is number 88, I was shocked to realize I hadn't done this topic.
Oh, so you left it out.
I did.
So let's do it now then.
So we need to do it now.
What is it?
It is self-worth.
Very important topic. I agree. Very good choice. Very well done, Down Under. And I embrace it. Let's do it.
Let's do it. So, yes, yeah, self-worth. I think it's super important. I know that I suffered from extremely low self-worth for most of my childhood, young adulthood, and my 30s. As a result of my struggles with alopecia and social norms. And so I really relate to this topic. I found it challenging to shift out of it too. So I thought a discussion around it might help some of our listeners if they're also struggling.
It's a beautiful topic. And I think we all do have self-worth, just on different levels. And let's increase that.
Yes, let's do that.
I think the first step is, which is most of the time an easy step, relatively easy step to do. We do remember, if not clearly, but we do remember that once we were born. Agreed?
I'm not sure I remember being born, but it must have happened. I'm here.
I think so. Not consciously remembering, but we believe that to be true, that it happened, right? So we somehow arrived into this world. And when we arrived into this world as tiny little cute babies, we were maybe not consciously, but we were convinced that we had value based on our behavior. We found our knuckles and we found them so exciting and delicious. Then later on, we discovered our toes and all sorts of fingers, and we were just content. We didn't ask, oh, am I worthy now? Or do I have self-worth? Or how great is my self-worth? Or how low is my self-worth? When we see that as a basic state of us being, then we can see, I humbly believe, that there must be a reason why we are called as a species human being and not human doing. Therefore, in the first place, us being born, it is not about what we do or what we don't do yet, because what do? We eat, we release, we sleep, we vocalize our likes or dislikes to a degree. And then later on, something happens when we further develop. Mommy is extremely happy when I'm trying to say, mommy. Oh, that's fantastic. And daddy may be a little bit displeased because he hoped that the first word will be daddy. So that is already when something happens within us, because the response of the surrounding adults may change. Then later on, let's say we're toddlers and then we're 3 and 4, and then one child already knows how to draw a circle, or the other one knows how to write the first letter of their name, or they can color nicely. The next one is very skilled already how to eat without making a big mess. And that pleases the adults around us to a degree. And then we receive that as feedback. And we give meaning to it, because one of our greatest fears as humans is that we are not good enough and therefore I won't be lovable. That's the root.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, as we grow older, we know based on the statistics that our listeners range between teenager and 8 years of age.
Yeah.
And when we forget about what was told to us in the past as much as we can. It's not easy. I didn't say it's easy, but it's possible. It's doable. I do it daily with my clients because there are also tools. And we will speak about those in the Wild Network to a greater extent. Now, when I set a standard for myself, for example, I'm not going to lie. I focus and my intention is to be as honest as possible. Then that is my standard. When I live up to my standard, not theirs, whomever they are, when I select those values and those characteristics for myself that are important to me, that I value, and I then stick to them and live up to my own standard, then I'm independent of your opinion of me completely. Therefore, my self-worth grows. Because what is self-worth? Self-worth is the value I give myself, not the value you give me. Therefore, it's a very intimate topic because it's me, myself, and I. When I live up to my standard, for example, cleanliness. Maybe in the past I was a mess, and maybe in the past because I was a student and I lived in the dorms and I didn't care and I left all the cups out and I left all the plates out and then I saw some bugs running over them and eating the leftovers. I can change that by me choosing that, okay, enough is enough. And actually, I do value cleanliness. Now I start living up to cleanliness, if that's important to me.
So I've been taking notes.
I saw her writing. She's so good at that.
So first step is to remember that we have been born with an intrinsic value.
Yes. And self-value that we also enjoyed at the time. I have never seen a baby that would suck on its own knuckle and blah. It didn't taste. Unless some cute adult thought, okay, let's make a joke with it and let's put some lemon juice on it or something.
Yeah. So remember that you've been born with intrinsic self-worth and forget what you've been conditioned to believe.
Yes, it's a process.
This is not an easy step. It is true. And
it's a doable step. Let's focus on that.
Definitely doable. Yes. I know because I've done it.
Mm-hmm,
so yes, it is definitely doable. And I've got to say here too, guys, that at the time I was going through this, I doubted it was even possible for me to forget what I've been conditioned to believe. Mm. I really didn't believe it was even possible.
Yeah.
I used to just laugh at people straight to their face when they told me that one day I'd go bald. I'd be like, that's never happening.
Yeah.
It's just not.
Yeah.
I did not believe it. So I want to say, even if you don't believe it completely, it's still doable.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need to determine your own standards and then live to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because determining your own values and standards and living by them gives you an independence of anybody else's opinion. They're your standards. They're your actions. This is your life. Taking our power back.
Yes. By the way, we do not become more valuable by living up to specific standards. But when we live with integrity, our self-worth grows and therefore it becomes more easily visible for others, which is a nice feedback to receive. But nevertheless, when I know of my worth, then it doesn't matter what you believe I'm worth.
Yes. Yes. And this was a very important concept for me. I had to separate the way I looked from the way I valued myself.
Yeah.
Because that was the conditioning I had. And once I'd undone that concept in my head and realized that actually my value had nothing to do with how I looked, it was in my light, in my humanness, in my spirit, if you like, whatever you want to call it. Light is a nice word, I think.
Yes, very nice. And behavior is all that matters anyways.
And I guess that's number one, is that's my intrinsic self-worth. Like I had this realization around letting go of the conditioning, the intrinsic self-worth, and then going, well, then there's these standards, because I didn't really ever have standards in my life. I just allowed any sort of behavior in and around me without really thinking about it too much. And so that was part of my learning curve too, was learning about standards and what was acceptable to me, because I had to keep bringing it back to me. And I think that's the key here, is we have to keep bringing it back to self, because it isn't about other people's opinions. Shouldn't give a toss what they think. It's about what you think about yourself and how you behave. And are you proud of your actions? Can you live with yourself? Would you be happy with what they said about you at your funeral tomorrow?
I go to maybe a little bit happier sort of celebration. Would you marry yourself?
Okay, that's great. I like that.
Would you marry yourself? Now, I understand that we don't use to speak about religion. Nevertheless, the Ten Commandments are very healthy for self-worth. Very healthy. When I know I'm behaving according to the Ten Commandments, and let's say we switch off the lights right now and then we switch them on 2 seconds later, and every single human being would live up to the standard of the Ten Commandments, in an instant, instantaneously, we would have a completely different life and experience here on Earth. Agreed?
I actually do agree with that, yes.
Do you believe if we would all adopt and adapt to the Ten Commandments, that our self-worth would instantaneously increase?
Yes.
End of episode. That's all I have to say. That's the key.
I've also always viewed the Ten Commandments as like life ethics that I think are super important. And you take the rest of the religion and, you know, that's not my cup of tea, each to their own. But I think that each of the religions has a similar kind of scripture where they have these sort of guiding principles.
That's perfectly said.
Yeah, I think that we can take a lot from that. And whether you're religious or not, I think it is something important, because it is that base set of behaviors, standards, like that the hallmark of a decent person that has integrity. And that's who I want to be.
You just hit the nail on the head, at least in my point of view, because integrity is key. And then comes dignity. When I behave in ways that I'm not jeopardizing neither your nor my dignity, imagine the communities that we will be able to live in naturally, easily, without any work. It's not, okay, we need to change this, we need to change that. No, you change you. And then come into this community.
Mm.
Imagine, as I said, just a light switch. Let's switch on the light on this wonderful, beautiful home, planet Earth. Let's switch on the light. You will have an astonishing life experience overnight. when you start behaving in ways that live up to the standards, basic standards of integrity, imagine you meeting then like-minded humans. What a beautiful bond we will be building.
Yes.
Beautiful picture.
I even think that you behave a certain way and you'll naturally attract people.
When I realized that self-worth happens independently of others' feedback, of course it is easier when there comes a nice feedback from others, from the outside. Of course that is nice, but that's the icing on the cake. But I am whole already.
This is a good point, and I'm glad you brought it up, because that was one of the other issues that I struggled with, was external validation. And I think they go hand in hand, don't they? Low self-esteem, low self-worth, and the need for that external validation, because we don't know how to get it for ourselves, so we kind of want it from other people.
The validation, the external validation, may give us the illusion that my self-worth increased, but it didn't. Self-esteem is a different topic. Self-esteem is something that we most likely connect with successes. Yes, I was able to do it, knowing I can do it. Self-worth is just the being itself. I, as a human being, have value, and no one can ever take that value away. I share with you a private moment of mine. I had a wonderful discussion yesterday. I planned on 30 minutes. Well, it went on 2.5 hours with a psychotherapist in Germany. Wonderful human being. And we have many things in common, but we also have common visions. And we had this wonderful conversation, and we both agreed. Somehow the topic came up, insults. And we both were laughing, because if someone would try to insult me, it's impossible. And if someone would try to insult him, it's impossible. Because he said, look, so your opinion of me, it's yours. And then I shared with him that we did the shoebox episode, and we were laughing. And we had such a great time in our discussion and sharing this, because we agreed. And when we then realized that actually someone else's opinion of me is theirs, and it only becomes mine when I take it on, and then therefore it's so important that I acknowledge my self-worth and support it with my standards, and then behaving accordingly. That supports my self-worth, but I'm valuable anyways.
Yeah, and I think that we need to also encourage positive self-talk.
Yeah.
A few people I've come across who I've worked with or I've interacted with or spoken about things like this, often something like an old pattern of negative self-talk can really stand in your way when you're trying to sort of work on this stuff. So that's why I bring it up.
Yes, I think it is a very valid point. And here comes in the formula for finding true love. Because when you live based on the 5+2, you will behave very differently with yourself, even in the intra-communication, meaning the communication that happens and stays within yourself.
Yeah, so I see the 5+2 as our own commandments. If you want to know what they are, you need to go and buy Daisy's book, The 5+2 Formula for Finding True Love, at our website, baldandblonde.live, people. Mm-hmm. Go and grab it now.
Yes. And soon you can also attend workshops about the 5+2. And I agree, the 5+2 possibly can be our own commandments without any religious aspect to it. Nevertheless, they are somewhat related, because it comes down to specific behaviors. And the 5+2 probably is more directed also inwardly. So it's not only when I'm behaving based on the 5+2, I will not lie to you, not because of you. I will not lie because of me, and you get the benefits.
Yes, good distinction. And I think that actually really modernizes and gives us a real tool that we can implement in our lives to make them better. That's my opinion. Well, okay, that's it from us today and our conversation about self-worth. I hope that it was helpful. Please share it with your family and friends, and please keep supporting us all at baldandblonde.live. Go to the top menu. You've got the transcripts. You've got the support us page. You've got empowering audio programs that can change your life. in 35 minutes a day, people. Go and check them out now. That's it from us. We are Bold and Blonde.
Mindset Evolution. Thank you for tuning in to the Bold and Blonde Mindset Evolution podcast. If you love what you're hearing, please subscribe to our podcast. In our show notes, you find the link to our Facebook group where you can personally connect with Daisy and Kathy, and the link to our website where you can find all of our previous episodes and much more of goodies so you can get more value. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. That really helps out the show and helps us to get some powerful feedback from you. Talk to you soon.